is Don Lloyd, your storyteller for the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Veterans Day is coming up, and I'd like to read to you a letter from a veteran from August 1945. He's at the Naval Air Station in Seattle. "Dear Mom and Dad, what do you think of the wonderful news? It's all over. I'm so happy I don't know what to say. Monday and the early part of Tuesday, I was anxious to get the thing over with and couldn't see to stand Japan stalling with the peace terms. Then at 4 o'clock Tuesday afternoon, we had the radio tuned in and got the word. Believe me, it was like somebody lifting a tremendous weight from my shoulders. Well, 5 o'clock soon rolled around, and it was time for novena devotions. Father Nall, however, due to his injured foot, could not hold services. So who do you think did? Me. The chapel was jam-packed. After novena, I called up Joan, and her dad said to come charging out as fast as I could. So I met her downtown, and we waded through the mad mob. Paper was a foot thick. Cars were careening through the streets with as many as 20 servicemen hanging on. Church bells were ringing. Bottles of booze were everywhere. We finally arrived home at 8:30. A lot of people were rushing in and out of the house, bottles everywhere. Taps were finally sounded at 4 a.m., and I acquired a bed partner, Joan's uncle, who is really a scream. He was a captain in the Air Force and a civilian flyer. At present, he runs an airport near Spokane. I woke up at 9:30, not by any means rested, I assure you. After Mass, Joan and I went down to Puget Sound, which is a very short distance away. We went wading. We spent the afternoon there, then came home for supper. Chicken, corn on the cob, blueberry pie. Next morning at 11:30, Ardo, that's her dad, again made the breakfast, and about 2 in the afternoon, Joan's mother wanted to take a ride, so they drove me back out to the base. I then secured passes and took them around the base, after which they went home. Well, the Navy has finally started to release men, and alas, I am lacking 3 points, which means I'll have to sweat out another 6 months in order to be discharged. Well, I'll knock off for now, and we'll continue this letter later. With all my love, Richard. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.